Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Hey, by the way, Tony Bennett was mentioned. His middle name is Dominic. Now, I'm not going to give him an edge for the prize today just because
Dom,
of that.
Dom, you're a classy guy.
Oh, there you go. All right. That's one of my favorites. Let's hear that again.
Dom, you're a classy guy.
Thank you very much. I forget who that was that said that. It was impromptu. He didn't rig any of that. He's not a paid actor.
Dom, you're a classy guy.
Thank you very much. All right. So, by the way, Police Commissioner Patrick Malloy is, too, taking lemons and making lemonade out of it, or at least attempting to do that. So what was it like last night over in Abington? I told you when we had the commissioner on, it drew a tremendous number of people that must have sent it around listening to the podcast of it. And when he was on with us last week, I think he laid it out well, the record of the Abington police, police in general. And that he wanted to be factual in discussing this rather than argumentative. And I think that happened last night. Let's go to the chief of police out in Abington, Patrick Malloy. Chief, welcome back. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Dom. Thank you for having me on.
Now, the clips that I've seen, what I saw that impressed me, that I liked, the number of people that were there respectfully holding up signs, "We support the Abington police." That had to feel good that there were a number of cops and just citizens there making that kind of public statement.
Yes, Dom, it was democracy at work. There were a number of citizens there, a number of people with diverse backgrounds and, frankly, diverse views, people who supported the police department, but they also had concerns about issues related to race. And it was an opportunity for us to, as leaders in the law enforcement community, to listen to those concerns and to plan for future conversations so we can fix some of these things that are broken in our system. I can tell you that on this past Sunday, a pastor, Marshall Mitchell from Salem Baptist Church, which is in the Roslyn section of our community, sat down with Dr. Klayman and me, and we had a very productive conversation. She again acknowledged the mistake that she had made. She was sincerely apologetic, and then she understood from me how divisive that was and how it impacted the officers individually and personally, and it was really a great conversation, and she displayed a willingness to want to learn about our police department and work with us in the future.
The thing is, too, you've created this official or officer involving equity now, too, right? Is that coming out of this, or was that on the drawing boards?
You know, that was something that was on the drawing board prior to this. And incidentally, with that, we had a PowerPoint shot last night of officers, one of our DARE officers, with this Dr. Chris Brown, who was in sixth grade back in 1998 and was on the in front of Congress being recognized with one of our officers and a number of other DARE officers for his leadership in the DARE program. And he also was a former Police Athletic League, member. So he is, I'm sure, going to help us with the conversation and issues related to equity, inequities in the school district. But it was a source of pride that we were connecting with the community back there in 1998. And last night gave us an opportunity to showcase all the programs that we have been doing in order to connect the kids and the cops together.
Here's the thing, too, the way that I would put it, and I think your approach was magnanimous and has been throughout this. It's one thing for people to say, look, you don't know what it's like, and I know you're sensitive to it, and I try to be, too, to be black, to be in this situation, and there are always going to be, some perception that has to be dealt with and continuing to refine and trying to project that. But then I think it's another. When people say directly, that there's either evidence or they're just afraid an Abington cop with no evidence of this happening. If they're in school, they're going to be shooting kids, particularly kids of color, be it Clayman or some of the other things people have sent me emails trying to make me understand that. That's where it's over the line. I don't know how you talk about that. You can talk about an incident and whether or not there was fairness there. But to jump to shooting people, that's what causes the trouble in this.
Yeah, Dom, and we as a community and as a law enforcement leader, we spoke about that last night. We're trying to move beyond that. And I used the words of Stephen Covey, and I also invoked a phrase I used from Mother Teresa. But I really believe that, you know, this seek first to understand and then to be understood. There needs to be more of that going on. We know I cannot speak from the perspective of a young black male on a car stop. We understand that there's very different experiences when you put yourself in the shoes of another person. So I think last night the comments from the public, all of them rejected that fact that that people are actually afraid of police officers in the school. And that was the leadership of Dr. Fetcher. The other school board members spoke out publicly against that type of sweeping generalization. And the students, frankly, and teachers were there, and they all spoke out against that and as that not being a fact. I'm not saying it doesn't exist for some students. There are some students that may have that legitimate fear. But we want to continue the conversation so we can elevate the discussion to what really is going on, you know, and get it, for people to get a better understanding of what's in the heart of police officers. Sometimes they assign things that just are not there, and that's when we take it personally. But we understand that really good people, well-meaning people, don't see the world, you know, like we do.
Right. I think that's all fair. Now, you know, I'm glad they spoke out last night. But the thing, Chief, that bothered me was they didn't say something with Clayman there. And I don't want to draw you into this unless you have a comment. That's, I told you last week, what really bothered me. They don't have to jump on her, but they should have slowed down and say, I know the chief. I know cops or cops in my family or something should have been said directly at that point. That might have been a good conversation to have at that school board meeting.
Hey, Dom, I think you're correct. And I will tell you, almost every one of the school board members had called me within days of that meeting saying that they were caught off guard. They expressed what you just said. They sincerely said that we have nothing but good mm-hmm. relationship with the police department. They rejected those claims. They apologized profusely, and their intent was to bring us back together. And they are taking some heat over that. And I told them I do understand that this happened, and I'm just going to keep focusing on bringing people together, and let's have a positive conversation about, like, you know, interactions between the cops and people on the street. You know, this notion of comply first and then complain, things that will de-escalate the encounters that police
officers have on
the street.
Say that again, Chief, please. You said it calmly, and that's what I always say, boy, and you know how I revere you, and we have a mutual friend, a cop in high-ranking in Northeast Philadelphia that's listening now.
Yeah.
If people comply, we try to say this all the time, you may not like it. You may even have a lawsuit later on if you want to, if it was an illegal order by a cop. But given what cops are facing out there, and particularly if it's one cop, you got to comply with these things and then get your day in court later on. If it's wrong, right, or indifferent, you can't do non-compliance and not expect things are going to escalate properly.
Dom, that is exactly right. If the message that I could get out today is there have been so many uses of force or things that end badly that all started with someone failing to comply. And again, like I said earlier, we don't always get it right. But if we have these programs where we can teach people on what is going on in the view of a police officer during the encounter, and how if you have a citizen complaint against any police officer in my town, you can file that complaint. If you don't trust the police, you can go to the NAACP. You can go to an intermediary.
Right, exactly.
But we are rigorous in following up on those complaints, and we have body cameras. cameras and we're audio and video recording every encounter. So we want to hold our officers to the highest of standards. We reject any policing tactics that are outside the bounds of our oath and our core values. And we take that very seriously. And I don't know if the public understands that. And we are willing to educate those who have grievances with us and let them know, please bring this information to us. Last night was an opportunity to listen to the people who have different perspectives. And I think that has to be the message, that please, we want to promote peace. And the best way to promote peace is to have a better understanding of one another. And don't let these encounters spin out of control, because nobody wins when a cop has to take a life or we're involved in a shooting, because we know how that impacts those families. And many of these cops never are the same.
Exactly, so, right.
Or the family
members. Parting area for you, and maybe just some food for thought that occurred to me in all this, something you just mentioned. New Jersey passed a law where in their driver's ed and related things, it's mandatory to go through a car stop, you know, what you should do at a car stop and all that. I was hoping Abington might consider something like that and other things, too. I know the interactions with the police, but that's one where this compliance type of thing and what to do so that everybody's comfortable, because I know the background of cops and I've been on ride-alongs. I know how nervous can it be when it's a car stop for everybody.
Dom, I would agree with something like that. I mean, I'm going to take ownership for what happens in my community, and I have a lot of pride in this. And I think this is something we want to institute somehow, working with Dr. Fetcher and other leaders in our community, the NAACP, see if we can get this to be a voluntary thing. With the school resource officers, I think this would be part of the solutions. And as I said last night, you know, here's one thing that I truly believe. I talked about my Catholic faith and my core values and being the eighth of 10 children. And I am guided by my faith on forgiving and moving forward. I'm also guided by my passion and love for protecting the community and the love for the men and women that I serve with and for. And Mother Teresa's quote on, or St. Teresa, you know, if we do not have peace, it is simply because we have forgotten that we do indeed belong to one another. And I preach that to my officers. We have a, you know, a community policing on steroids type of thing, a steel fist, velvet glove. When we need to take action, we do a great job. When we need to take action, and then there's times when we're able to de-escalate and build partnerships and relationships, that is a real source of pride for our department and a model for the region and even throughout the country. We've won awards for our community.
Yeah,
policing
that's why this is so crazy. Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you, Chief. Thank you for coming on again, and please keep us in the loop as this develops. And it was a great outcome, I think, last night due to you and the people that showed up. So thank you.
Tom, thank you so much. And we appreciate all that you do for law enforcement. And I appreciate your friendship.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.